welcoming back to the program a singer, songwriter, man who's been making great music for more than four decades now. He was named by the Bangor Daily News as one of the most memorable Mainers of the 20th century, and he's appearing at the Brewer Performing Arts Center with his band and special guest, Bruce Pratt, Saturday night at 7:30. David Mallett joins us. David, good afternoon.
How do you do? Nice day out there.
Oh, beautiful spring day. It's greening up real good out there.
It's about time.
Absolutely. Well, we're so excited to have you coming over to Brewer to do a show on Saturday night. Now, I'm trying to think, the last time I saw you performing, it was kind of an intimate gig with you and the governor and a few close friends.
Oh, that was a fun night.
Yeah, I'll bet.
That was a good crowd.
No question about that.
On January 4th, I believe.
Now, was that the first inauguration you've played?
It was, you know, and I really didn't know what to expect, but they had bagpipes, and that was a lot of fun.
Gotta love that. Well, we want to play some music, too, and have you talk about a little bit of it. You've been doing this for so long and so well, but one of the songs that has been so popular of yours in the last few years is a tune you wrote with your son, Luke. Now, we want to listen to some of it and then talk with you about it. Let's give a listen to the title cut from the album Celebration.
Sometimes you just don't feel like trying. Too many politicians lying. Too many hungry babies crying. Too many random bullets flying. Too much time spent in struggle. Too many little kids in trouble. Too many cities gone to rubble. Too many people talking double. This can't be our destination. This could be a better nation. Time to set the big horse racing. We can change the situation. Trains are leaving from the station. Need a brand new generation. This could be a celebration now. Situation's changing fast. Too much plastic, too much trash. Too many smokestacks spewing ash. Too many people with no cash. Too much waste and not enough water. Too many abandoned sons and daughters. Too many lost and hopeless feelings. Too many low-down, shady dealings. This can't be our destination. This could be a better nation. Time to set the course racing. Need a brand new generation. Things are leaving from the station. We are getting no reservation. This could be a celebration now.
Dave, tell us a little bit about that song. How did that come to pass?
That just came. We had a gathering out here on the front lawn one day in the summertime. It was 2015, and I was in the middle of recording an album, and I needed another song, and that just sort of came out from a bunch of friends and my kids and my boys hanging out on the lawn here. And it was 2015, and it sort of evolved over the next 6 months or so. And I recorded it in the spring of 16 and released it then. My whole family helped me on it. It was fun.
You know, Dave, one of the remarkable things about that song for me is I remember having a discussion with Tom Paxton a long time ago about what makes a song that has any kind of political import in it last. And it's got to be a song that isn't just about today. It's about today and tomorrow and beyond. And that's what I think is so remarkable about Celebration. Whenever I hear it, and I hear it a lot because I listen to ERU and I play it a lot, what I'm always struck by is that all the good parts of that song we could be singing 50 years from now and be happy. And if things aren't working out well, we'd need to be singing it 50 years from now too. I think that's I can't say anything better about a song than that.
It's like... those are the things I think we should be addressing. Let's address them and get on with it and then have a celebration.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Dave, you mentioned your family. That's got to be so fulfilling to you to see the success that your family members have had. You know how challenging it can be in the music business, but boy, they've done well for themselves.
Yeah, it's great. My brothers started me out in this business a long, long time ago when I was a little kid by having instruments around the house all the time, and my brother Neil and I actually had an act, the Mallett Brothers, and we We started 60 years ago this spring. We went on television the first time. And then we sort of grew up doing it, and I'm still doing it here 60 years later.
Well, we're glad of that. Well, let's listen to a song. Let's go back a little bit. Hard to believe. Let's go back 45 years to give a little listen to a Dave Mallett classic here.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. And inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warmed them from below till the rains come tumbling down.
David, do you know how many different artists have recorded that song through the years?
At one point, there was 150, but that was quite a while ago.
Man, oh man. Now, the original recording, did you do that at Noel Stuckey's studio?
We did. It was the month of June, 1977, and Michael Hughes, my guitar player, and Stuckey and I sat down, and Noel played bass on that song. And we recorded that one afternoon in June of 77. Yeah. That was the I think that was the first song I recorded for my first album of original songs.
You know, Dave, one of the things that I've also always admired about you is that there are some performers who, when they are solo, are so different from when they're with a band that people end up choosing which they like. You seem to move seamlessly, whether you're playing by yourself or you're playing with these people you've played with a long time. It's a seamless thing. I don't say to myself, oh, he's with the band now, or oh, he's solo now. How did that chemistry develop?
I just think I always pick musicians that kind of adapt to my solo sound. And it sort of like enhances the way I sound rather than projecting too much onto it, you know. Some of the Nashville stuff I did, I got in a little bit over my head and I ended up playing to somebody else's band, but doesn't happen that often these days.
Let's talk about that. We're talking with David Mallett here on Downtown. You spent some time in Nashville. You had some success there. You collaborated with some like Hal Ketchum, but overall it just wasn't maybe the experience you hoped for there.
Well, it just got a little tiring living in the South, and I missed Maine a lot, and I really wanted my family to grow up in Maine. And some of the things I write about they're more northern rural things than they are.
I remember calling you up, or you calling me, about coming to play the Heartland Festival, which I think was 1996. And I was in Connecticut at the time, and you asked me what the weather was like, and I said, oh, it's in the upper 20s, and I got the fire going, and you said, I have got to get back to Maine. And I remember thinking, yeah, my grandmother and grandfather lived in Birmingham. I've spent time in the South. You got to get back to Maine. But you made a lot of connections there, and our mutual good friend Fred Kohler. Do you think one of the best guys going? Did you find that the songs you wrote then were harder to come by than when you're home and they were?
I don't know. I'm just inspired more by country living and being out in the world. And it was very Nashville was sort of a 9-to-5 thing. You go to the studio, you write a song, then you go home, and the next day you write another one. I got a few good things out of that, but most of the tunes that I wrote when I was there, I don't recall.
Well, we love your songwriting, of course, but man, one of my favorite David Mallett albums is the one you did about 8 or 9 years ago, a great album of cover songs called The Horse I Rode In On. I love the songs. I love the performances. What inspired you to do a song from the Broadway show Camelot?
I just always loved that musical, and I loved the music, and I just loved everything about that show. And the writers, I always say, this is a song where Mr. Lerner says, hi, my name is Lerner, what's your name, you know? Lerner and Lowe, they met up and they had a piano there, and they wrote that the whole show, you know? And to me, How to Handle a Woman is such a great song. I mean, chord-wise, everything about it is very elegant.
Well, let's listen to David's version of How to Handle a Woman from The Horse I Rode In On.
How to handle a woman. There's a way, said a wise old man. A way known by every woman since the whole rigmarole began. Do I flatter her? I begged him answer. Do I threaten, cajole, or plead? Do I brood and play the gay romancer? Said he smiling, no indeed. How to handle the woman? Mark me well and I'll tell you soon. The way to handle the woman is to love her.
Man, that is just such a great version.
Yeah, it's a lot better than Richard Burton.
There's so many great versions, and I went to the best one of all, was Perry Como. And
oh,
I like the way he does it.
Well, that was one of the first songs that my wife was ever impressed some 50 years ago that I knew, because she was a big Camelot fan, and I remember singing it, and she goes, oh, you know all the words. You know the words, too, and I did not know the rest of the songs as well, but I think she knew them all.
That's a great musical. It's my favorite musical of all.
Yeah, mine too. I'm not a huge musical fan, but I really do like Camelot a lot.
Yep.
Well, and people may not know that, if I remember right, you were a theater major in college.
I was at the University of Maine, back in the, right around 1969, I started school, and I worked under, I had great instructors like Al Cyrus, me, you know, but eventually being a folk singer won out.
Well, we're all grateful for that, and you will continue to perform live. What makes you still want to get out there and play for the people?
It's the best way I connect with people. It's always been the way for me to make friends.
Well, if you haven't seen Dave, shame on you. If you haven't seen him for a while, your opportunity's coming up this weekend. Let's listen to a little bit of David live. This is a recording of one of my favorite songs of yours from the album All Right Now. This is a from a performance at the Gracie Theater just a few years ago.
I've no idea how it all came to pass, but of all this noise, only a bit will last. Words that fall soft on your ear, remember all those years, and as you grow old, it stays in a place in your mind, like a tune from an innocent time. Heard those lines. Life is wide open. Oh, how the sun did shine. And I was wide-eyed and naive. I thought all I needed was a Saturday night and a pair of shoes that shine and a tune from an innocent time.
David Mallett, Innocent Time, live at the Gracie Theater at Husson University. Can you talk a minute, Dave, about that terrific band of yours?
Well, I got Mike Bird that's been playing with me for 40 years. I got Susan Ramsey, who's been with me almost 20. I got Robbie Coffin, who's been with me almost 20. And Roy Clark on the keyboards, been with me 10 years now. And this has been the longest-running ensemble that I've had. And we don't work often, but when we ever get together, it's always real tight and inspired.
Well, it's going to be wonderful. Saturday night, 7:30, the Brewer Performing Arts Center over at the Brewer Community School. Tickets are available online at brownpapertickets.com. Not a bad seat in the house. Great acoustics there. $25 for all tickets. You can get them at the door as well. And we're looking forward to a great show come Saturday. Dave, can't wait to see you live once again. It's been too long. We'll catch you on Saturday night. And thanks for visiting with us this afternoon.
See you then. Have a good day, you guys.
All right. Thank you, David. The great David Mallett on Downtown.